going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Marty from Bainbridge Island is. Marty, are you there?
I am here.
All right, Marty, it's time to party. And Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Party, Marty.
For those playing at home, Marty has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
What famous show did Matt Stone and Trey Parker create?
Friends.
No.
Pass.
What shape is a wombat's fecal matter?
Triangle?
No.
Oval?
No.
Circle?
No. In what decade was March of Dimes founded?
2040.
No.
50.
No.
60.
No. What is the scientific name for Earth's crust?
Mantle?
No.
Pass.
At which annual sporting event are strawberries and cream usually served?
Strawberries and cream. The Kentucky Derby.
No.
Wow. Pass.
What day of the week is Mardi Gras celebrated?
Monday.
No.
Friday.
No.
Tuesday.
Yes.
Oh my God, Marty.
Marty, you are number one in our hearts this morning.
Oh, my God, that was terrible.
Wow. It could be worse. You could have gotten none.
Strawberries and cream. Oh, my God.
It sounds good, though, doesn't it?
And fecal matter.
Yeah. Well, speaking of fecal matter, Steve is back in the
room. Wow. Excuse me?
Are you ready?
No, now I'm not ready. But David Lee Roth is, so let's go.
What show did Matt Stone and Trey Parker create?
South Park.
Correct. What shape is a wombat's fecal matter?
I don't know, rectangle.
No.
Rectangle. Square?
No.
Cube?
Yes. In what decade was the March of Dimes founded?
What decade?
Yes.
I'm going to go 40s.
No.
30s.
Yes. What is the scientific name for Earth's crust?
The core.
No.
The cruster.
No.
The crust delicious.
No. At which annual sporting event are strawberries and cream usually served?
Golf?
No.
I don't know. Pass.
What day of the week is Mardi Gras celebrated?
Tuesday.
Correct. What are the smallest blood vessels in the body called?
The capillaries.
That's right. Oh. Who released the album Open Up and Say Ah in 1988?
Oh, is that Poison?
It is.
Yeah.
What was the name of the pandemic that spread through Europe in the 14th century?
Scurvy.
No.
Measles.
No.
I think I know what you say. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's it. Syphilis.
No. Yep. Steve, you got six correct, right, which is a win, 6-1. Yeah. Sorry, Party Marty.
Marty. Thank you. I'd be lying if I said that to you, though.
Oh, rude.
Fun game, though.
It was a fun game.
Yes.
Let's see here. The scientific name for Earth's crust, neither of you knew that it is the lithosphere.
Yeah, duh.
Yeah, I would have never gotten that one right.
The annual sporting event where you can have strawberries and cream, that is Wimbledon.
Oh, and why? Do you know why? I mean, it sounds delicious.
Right? I'm in. And then the name of the pandemic that spread through Europe in the 14th century, the bubonic plague.
Ah, yes.
I said boob. Hey, if someone wants to rock a shirt that says, I beat Migs, whether or not they actually beat you, we have that available in the Rock Shop.
Yeah, it's a pretty sweet one, especially if you're a fan of Dogman, because I look like a Dogman character, which I think is awesome.
You can go check it out and get yours at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
Very excited because this Saturday, May 3rd, we're going to be in Puyallup celebrating Sunrise de Mayo. We're going to be at the Red Dog in Sunrise Village. Steve, it's kid and dog friendly.
It's going to be a blast. Looking forward to ever hanging out with all the Rockaholics.
Get all the party info at KISW.com. Last night, the inductees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2025 were announced.
Yes.
And they include the following rock artists.
Just for being epic sports songs to play at games, it deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. But also, I'm happy about that. It kind of ages us.
Oh, no, I know. Because what is it, 25 years since the debut album or something? I know. It doesn't feel like the White Stripes are that old.
And I know they haven't even been a band in forever. Maybe this... Oh. This could mean they actually might get back together and perform at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
There's always magic that happens like that at the ceremony.
Although they're probably going to be too cool for school, and Meg White's like, nah, I don't want to be there. But I would love for that to happen.
Oh, for sure.
Like, that's a band that I would love to see reunite, and I would absolutely pay top dollar to see them live again. Because they were so good live. All right, next one. Bad company, and I can deny it. That song doesn't sound as good as the Five Finger Death Punch version. No.
Ouch. I mean, they've been eligible forever.
Have they?
They're getting their due, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to argue it. I'm not a big Bad Company fan, but I mean, I can understand their importance to rock music.
Totally.
Is that the, again, going to date us? Is that the theme song?
From Wonder Years,
right?
It's so good.
Whenever I hear that song, and I love that song because it's a great song in general, but also just it triggers some serious nostalgia.
Joe Cocker doing it for us.
All right, we got one more, and I think a lot of Pacific Northwest people are going to be very happy about this one. Black hole. So I wonder what they'll do for the induction ceremony. I know they've gone back together and performed for charity shows here in the Pacific Northwest.
With Shayna Shepherd,
but will they do that, or are they just going to go up and accept the award? Like, very curious to know what they're going to do without Chris Cornell.
Yeah, congratulations to Soundgarden. I know a lot of the fans were hoping that would happen.
Yeah, I mean, how could it not? I mean, well, now who's left? And of the big four, it would be Alice in Chains, right? Because they're not in the Hall of Fame.
I think you're right.
I would hope that they'll get inducted in sometime soon.
These are some of the other artists that will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, class of 2025.
Okay, I heard the pause of you saying rock. Clearly, you're not very happy about this.
I mean, just call it the Music Hall of Fame or something.
They should.
You know?
Just to get people to stop arguing over whether or not it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or just the Music Hall of Fame. I'm still waiting for Cyndi Lauper to get into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Let's go.
Yeah. I mean, she, as goofy as that sounds, but like she was a big part of the WWE or WWF at the time becoming a mainstream thing with rock and wrestling. Again, go back to rock. But she was kind of put a lot of eyes on it in the mainstream that most people weren't really paying attention to it.
Definitely.
Danny, know who this is?
Chubby Checker.
Yeah!
I'm dancing.
I heard that was like one of his lifelong goals. Like, I want to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame before I pass away. He's still alive. He's still with us. So that's kind of cool to hear.
How old is he?
I think he's like 83.
Dang.
Or something along those lines.
Better late than never.
All right, one more?
Yeah. I love Outkast. I really do.
I do. I don't know if they deserve to be in the Hall of Fame.
I don't know if they deserve to be in the Hall of Fame ahead of bands like Iron Maiden.
I'm not even comparing apples and oranges and that, but I understand what you mean. I mean, I know like they had a record that was like critically acclaimed and a lot of people loved it. It was like Stankonia.
Yes.
I think, or Atlians or Atlians.
All of those were great.
But I mean, as far as like big hits, did they have anything else?
Yeah, Rosa Parks.
Sorry, Miss Jackson.
Sorry, Miss Jackson. It goes on and on and on, Steve.
Okay, name number four.
Bombs Over Baghdad.
Oh, damn it. fine. Put them in the Hall of Fame. What do you want from me?
You know who's all up in arms, though? The Fish fans.
Oh, because yeah?
Fish, they won the
vote. What do angry Fish fans sound like? Probably the same as excited Fish fans.
They were the winners of the fan vote, but they did not get in. And this is only the second time that has ever happened. Can you guess the other band? They're from here in the Pacific Northwest.
They're from here.
They are in now. Nope. They've played more shows at the Gorge than any other band ever.
You're saying Dave Matthews Band's from the Pacific Northwest?
Yeah.
I mean, that's like saying Conan O'Brien's from the Pacific Northwest. I mean, they kind of got married into it.
For sure.
Spent some time here. Yeah, sure.
The only time it's happened before when the fan vote didn't equate to an entry into the Rock Hall was Dave Matthews. And then 4 years later, they did get in. So
if you're a jam band, basically, you're telling us that you're screwed.
It's tough. It's tough. Yeah. The induction is going to be held on November 8th in L.A., and you can watch it on Disney Plus.
Oh, yeah. I'll probably wind up watching it because I want to see what Soundgarden's going to do, and I want to see what the White Stripes are going to do as well. And apparently, I need to hear all the hits of Outkast.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
We know that you are a massive music fan, but could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove that to us. And if you do, you're going to get tickets to Breaking Benjamin and 3 Days Grace at Climate Pledge. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 920.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to see Breaking Benjamin and 3 Days Grace September 30th at Climate Pledge Arena. And our contestant this morning is Matt from Burien. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. Let's spin that wheel and see who you are playing with. Will it be me or Mix?
All right, the wheels are spinning. Who's it going to land on? Looks like it's you and me, baby. Let's go.
All right, Migs. And all right, Mr. Matt, are you ready for your clip?
Yep, I'm ready.
Here we go.
Oh, I love that song.
Okay, that's Beverly Hills by Weezer.
Yep.
Didn't even need to think about it. Didn't need a hint. Crushed it.
Matt's on fire Monday morning.
I hope I don't let you down. Oh, well, this is definitely somebody who did not make it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, unfortunately.
Boo.
Although I think he deserves to be in it. He got snubbed, and that's bullcrap because that is Billy Idol. Rebel Yell! I had a little bit of a brain fart. I was like, it's the Mo 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 song.
Would we have accepted that?
No.
Probably, because this game has no integrity.
That's a good point. Yes, you're absolutely right.
Congratulations, Matt. You are going to go see Breaking Benjamin and 3 Days Grace.
Right on. Thank you, you guys.
Have a good one.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Has there been something we have talked about this morning that you would like to talk about? Call in now. 206-803-ROCK is our number, and we will be checking in with the Rockaholics after Nirvana.
The Daily Mix Show.
Throughout the show today, we have received text messages and calls from you that we have not yet had a chance to chat about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, so do pick up the phone and call if you'd like to chime in on something from the show today, or if you have anything on your mind to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK.
We got a text off from someone who wants to talk a little bit more about Bill Belichick and that weird interview that he did. What was it? Was it 60 Minutes or one of those news?
It's like Sunday morning, CBS yeah. Sunday morning.
One of those shows I never end up watching, but I always catch like clips on Twitter or on Instagram or something along those lines. And they said, earlier you played that Bill Belichick audio of him and his girlfriend shutting down that question about where they met. Well, if you missed it, here's that clip.
24-year-old Jordan Hudson, his creative muse, as he writes in his book.
Make sure that that's the...
Jordan was a constant presence during our interview.
Never
also,
been.
If you know someone, you're referring to someone as your creative muse.
Ew.
Thank you.
Jordan was a constant presence during our interview.
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
All right.
I want to know.
Right. That's such a strange thing to shoot down. Like, of all things. And, like, you see her in the corner. She's, like, kind of death glaring the reporter the entire time, like an angry publicist.
That's pretty much everything I've seen about her, is that she is just over-controlling, and she's everywhere that he is and doesn't give him any space at all.
This is the first time I've even thought anything more than just like, oh, that's a hot chick that he's a younger chick. And I remember that I thought it was a little weird that she was wearing like one of his Super Bowl rings. I'm like, all right. I mean, that's a strange flex, but here we are. But the texter can just say, yeah, I'm pretty sure that she was an escort at one point, which I'm not sure if that's necessarily the case, but it is odd that she wouldn't say where they met.
So if we found out today that she was in fact an escort, what level of surprised would you be?
Oh, like as minimal as possible. I'm like, not surprised. Some people did at certain websites where like, you know, high-end escorts look for high-end clients, and then maybe it was like a pretty woman thing, and they fell in love.
Aww.
Thank you. See, this is like a Hallmark movie waiting to happen. But the person said, how about the part where Bill was asked about his Instagram? Man, Bill is out there. Did you hear this part?
No.
All right, so honestly, though, I got to say, I think the reporter, it's the way that they even asked this question is very strange. And I mean, what were you expecting to get out of Bill Belichick? But here's that moment.
You joined InstaFace, as you put it. I love that. There's some great pictures of you and Jordan where you're a fisherman and she's a mermaid. It's charming. It's a different side of you.
And then they show the picture of him on Instagram where he's dressed up like a fisherman and she's dressed up like a mermaid.
Oh,
and
my God.
Like, I don't know if this is going to go as well as you hope it does.
I hate it.
What's the reaction been like?
What's it been like?
To have these different sort of photos. There's another one where you're doing, I know you're not into meditation or yoga or Pilates. You're balancing Jordan on your feet and she's doing kind of the Titanic pose.
Yeah, so I'm on some of those social media platforms, but I honestly don't follow them.
That was his answer. I don't know what you're talking about, buddy.
I just love that she's probably like, let's create some content together.
He has
and
no
he's like,
idea.
Okay, lady. I mean, he's going to do whatever she says. Look at her. Right?
That moment just makes me think of like when my mom sees a picture I post on Facebook and has like a million questions. But I'm like, Mom, it was just a picture on Facebook. There's not enough of a backstory. Like, what are we doing here?
I just feel like, you know, Bill Belichick as like a coach, he's such a like dominant person. So
yes.
Maybe he likes being dominated by...
Oh, so he just doesn't want to have, you know, he makes so many decisions in his professional life that he just wants to be told what to do in his personal
now
life.
Now he's got a boss.
Got it.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics.
All right. So I said, hey, that Walk MS event was an incredible event. Props to you, all of you, and Ryan Castle for supporting, and props for Tatum for being a pro on that scooter.
Bear doesn't even have a scooter yet, and he was watching her like, what?
She was a pro until she ran into somebody. I like to apologize to that person. So Tatum is also like, she's a five-year-old, shocking because she's five. But like she forgets to pay attention to what's in front of her. So sometimes like she gets into like little mishaps on that scooter because she'll like hit like a curb and fly over. And like, well, if you would just stay, keep your eyes in front of you, you'll be fine. But she always wants to check and see behind her.
Sure.
Like, hey, Dad, how am I doing? Am I winning? I'm like, well, yeah, you're ahead of me. Like, who are we racing? Is it just you and me or is it everybody? Because I don't understand what's going on. But at one point I kept telling him, like, keep looking in front of you because, you know, at some point there's traffic jams of people this walk, which was a great time. And one at a time, she just straight up just scooted right into the back of this woman. Oh. And I was like, oh, no. And luckily, the lady thought she was adorable. I mean, it helped that she had this silly helmet on that has, like, cat ears on it and all that. But, like, I was just like, oh, this is what I didn't want her to
do. You can't be mad at the kid with cat ears.
No.
There's no way.
Thankfully, she wasn't going at, like, a high speed or anything like that. But it was still enough for me to be like, this is why I told you to keep your eyes in front of you, little girl. It's crazy.
I mean, there was a lot going on because there were runners out there. I mean, not affiliated with the walk. There was runners. There were cyclists. So it was a high traffic morning.
Well, Steve himself was a runner. I don't know if you saw him. I was like, wow, man, you're jogging.
I was at one point high speed chasing her when we were going down a hill, and she just lets it go, and she's flying down that hill, and I'm like trying to keep up with her. I'm like, this is great. This was a terrible idea to bring. It was a great idea to bring the scooter because she would last a lot longer than she would have if we walked, but also it was a terrible idea because I didn't have running shoes on.
What shoes were you wearing?
Just like my casual like hang around shoes.
Thought it wasn't your new flip flop Crocs.
That I honestly was going to wear them because I was like, that would have been a disaster. Like, well,
shin splints.
Right. Why Steve's feet all just like destroyed. Great. Thanks. Thanks a lot, Tatum. But it was a great time.
It was. And thanks for everybody that supported us, donated, spread the word. We had an absolute blast.
People can still donate to the MS Society.
They sure can. You can go to KISW.com for all the info.
The Daily Mix Show.
We sure love to party with our listeners, don't we, Steve?
Yes, this Saturday we're going to do it.
We're doing it down in Puyallup, which I'm so excited. I've spent so little time in the South End, so I'm very excited to be going to Sunrise Village. We're going to be hanging at the Red Dog for Sunrise de Mayo. It is kid-friendly. No scooters, though. Dog-friendly. Get all the info on the party at KISW.com, and we'll see you Saturday.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, Miss. What would you ask?
Have any of your dogs ever been treated to a pup cup at Starbucks?
Yes.
And do they love it? Do they know, like, when you're going through the drive-thru, do they already know what's going to happen?
Not necessarily. We don't really go a lot. Like, we're not, like, spending a lot of time with DJ and driving through coffee, like, baristas and stuff. But, like, just over the weekend, she didn't get the pup cup, but she got just the biscuit.
Oh.
Or the dog treat, whatever you call it. The dog bone, whatever you want to call that.
Well, there's a woman from Arizona.
Biscuit. She got the biscuit.
She made the drive-thru order with not a dog, but her pet rooster. She was asking for what she calls a cluck cup.
A cluck cup?
A cluck cup. Careful.
Do you have a cluck cup?
Pup cup? Absolutely. Okay. I hear your pup asking for it. He's actually a rooster.
Oh, shut
thank
up.
You so much.
Oh,
thank you for bringing him. What the heck? What's his name?
Fluffy.
That's so cute.
Oh, I see God. Maricola. Oh, my God. Nice chicken.
Can I take a picture?
Yeah.
Made my day.
Hello.
This is Fluffy.
Oh, my God.
City folks just don't get it.
Okay.
I don't get it.
What? Because you have a rooster.
I have a rooster.
I haven't asked you this. Do you ever drive with your rooster?
No.
Would you be willing to? Wouldn't it be awesome if you drove through a coffee stand to see if you could get a cluck cup?
You guys.
You have to do this.
I'll try. He might freak out. I'm also worried that he's going to poop all over the car. It's not like...
Oh, you're worried. I'm hoping.
Like, I'm going to have to put down some, like, drop cloths or something like that and make sure he doesn't crap all over my car.
What about have Brad drive with you? I'm sure he has nothing better to do.
Oh, my gosh.
That way he can hold the rooster.
Brad does love to hold the rooster.
I bet he does, especially while driving.
Oh, my God.
That way you don't have to worry about the rooster interfering with you driving.
Yeah.
That's a very good point.
Yes.
I think we should try it. This sounds like a really awesome experiment.
If you're willing to, I would love to hear how the barista responds to you asking for a cluck cup.
Oh, we'll make it happen.
Yes.
Oh, God. Cluck cups, here we come.
Let's go.
The Daily Mix Show.
A woman was absolutely traumatized by her margarita at a Mexican restaurant.
Huh?
We're going to tell you what happened during the Daily Mix download after Audio Slave.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle joins us two days in a row. We all got to see each other.
Wow.
We were at Walk MS yesterday.
Wow. Probably need to stay home tomorrow. That's better.
It's been a lot. It's been a little too much of all of us. Yes. Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. There's a lady that's in the news. She's from Virginia and says that she's traumatized all because of her margarita at a Mexican restaurant.
I've been traumatized after too many margaritas before, but not like that.
Well, for her, that's a pretty decent reason why she was traumatized because, well, this margarita ended up having a baby snake in it.
Here she is. Oh, God!
Talking about it.
Do you have a club cup? Absolutely.
Oh, wait, that's the wrong one.
I leaned in to take a sip, and I noticed that something hit me on the forehead.
Oh, God.
And I looked at my husband like, what was that? And when I turned around, I saw the snake in my margarita. And I just jumped away from the bar at that point. It was moving. It started wrapping around my straw. They grabbed the stick trying to get it, and I was just like, please don't let it go in my purse. Another man that was having dinner on the other side of the bar came, and he grabbed it and took it out. I left shaking, like I was traumatized.
I probably would have passed out.
I'm traumatized just listening to it. Do you get a discount? Or do you get good luck? Because don't you, like, tequila, you drink the worm. If you drink the snake, like,
say, when a snake falls from the ceiling, it's good luck for all of us.
Yeah, I mean, is that how it got in there? That's my next question. How did the snake end up? Was it in, like, the ice thing, or?
And it landed on her and then fell in the margarita.
Ah, okay. It didn't, like, jump up out of the margarita.
No.
That's what I was thinking.
It was wasted.
That thing was hammered.
This is like a scene out of Cops. The Washington State Patrol arrested a driver on Friday night after this high-speed chase that took place between Federal Way and Auburn. The first time they were clocked by a State Patrol plane, 103 miles per hour. Troopers ended up throwing down the spike strip.
Okay.
And then there was a foot chase before the suspect was arrested.
Significantly slower than 103 miles an
just
hour.
Just a tad. All right, what's the fastest you've ever driven?
Ooh. Oh, I've gotten up there. When I was younger, you know,
right,
we'd push it a little bit. We'd get up into the 90s.
Never any higher than the posted speed limit, Steve.
Oh, yeah. Good answer, Ryan. You're a good man. I did over 100 once. Didn't realize that I had, like, a loaner car, and it was a really nice, like, luxury car, not compared to, like, my crappy Durango that I had at the time. And I'm just driving. It feels the same speed that I would drive in my Durango. I look down, I'm like, I'm doing 100 miles per hour. Like,
oh, God.
I need to slow this thing down.
Oh, God.
Danny, what about you?
Think 116.
Bad boy.
You guys are bad boys.
Was not fun.
Okay.
Never higher than the posted speed limit. Thank you.
Ryan, a man that follows the law. As far as weather, a high of 58 degrees. That is the DMD brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
The law-abiding man, Ryan Castle, is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and, like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that.
But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.